So some of these times we're talking about back in 29 and 30, 33, the time of the Depression. Do you have any recollection of those years, Depression years?
Yes. I remember, first, like I say, when I went down to Seminole, that's when the boom burst in 29. Oil was maybe 25, 50 cents a barrel. I had a friend that I went to school with. His dad was in the supply business, and oil was so cheap. He would give him pipe, but he'd take it out in oil, but he didn't want it while oil was so cheap. He said he'd take it later. He'd go ahead and give him the pipe, and they would owe him so many barrels of oil. So maybe 3 or 4 years later, he would take the oil. It was, you know, $2 or $3 a barrel then. My friend was killed in the Battle of the Bulge.
And what was his name?
His name was Albert Sklar. The family's still in Shreveport. This was the oldest son that was killed.
He was one of your best friends.
Right, yeah.
Somewhere in here, you were married.
Right. I was 22 years old, I think. I was married 65 years.
Huh.
And my wife died when she was 80-something.
So if you were 22, how old was she when she was married?
She was a year older than I am. She was 23.
And where did you meet her?
I met her here in Tulsa. She had three uncles here. She lived in Blair, Ohio. I guess they were looking for her to maybe come out this way. Maybe she'd find a husband. The family that was here was Lebo. In fact, they still have relatives here. And Citrons. She had two uncles that were named Citrons, and one uncle was named Lebo. They gave a little party for her at the Mayo Hotel, and I was invited with my date, and I didn't get to dance with her. I was stuck with my date, so I didn't know what to do. I was telling my mother, I said, I felt bad. She said, well, why don't you call her up and take her to a dance? Well, I'll try. Well, she loved to go to dance, so it used to be Blue Moon. North of Tulsa in Cincinnati. So I took her to the Blue Moon, and that's how we got going together.
And you enjoyed dancing too?
Right. I love to dance. I'm too old now.
At least
nobody wants to dance with a 93-year-old man.
Well, I can't dance. Nobody wants to dance with me either. So, and then your marriage was blessed with children.
Stuart Zero and Judy Zero. Stuart is 65, and Judy 61. They just built a library in Sperry. Named it after her.
And then I think you told me earlier you had seven grandchildren.
Right.
Yeah. In your business, as you got your business going, Sooner Pipe and Supply, then you started buying other businesses. Is that true?
Well, we didn't really buy them. For instance, we were in the valve business called TK. And there's an engineer that gave us the idea that we ought to try to make some valves to sell. First place we built was near New Orleans. It was called TK Valve. And then we could sell valves to Shell in the United States. But if we wanted to sell valves to all the foreign countries, we had to build a plant in Scotland and be sure and have British and Scottish contents. It had to be that way. So we sold Shell their valves all over the world, different countries. And we had one plant that made the valves and another plant where we put them together. We were in Dunfermline, Scotland. We were there for 30 years. We sold our pipeline, Big Heart, to Coke. And we sold our valve company to Simmons in Houston.
So then eventually, you sold your last company in 1998, I guess it was. And
that was Sooner. 10 years now since we sold it. I was a consultant for them. They gave me a contract for 5 years. I did it for 10 years. And everybody thought I was a president, but I wasn't a president. I was just the vice chairman they had because I represented them in the National Petroleum Council. They thought it was good business that Sooner was listed. There's 140-some members. I don't know how many Obama's going to have on this new man that they picked for head of the National Petroleum Council. but I probably will resign if they'll let me, because I was supposed to watch and be sure that they weren't overcharging for the pipe because of the profits and everything.
So you still serve?
I'm still on the board of the National Petroleum Council. They haven't sent me a letter yet. They usually will send me a letter when they have a new man.